Michelle Obama, Trump's East Wing renovation denigrating the traditional FLOTUS workspace. By Jasmine Jordan on November 10, 2025. Michelle Obama has again objected to President Donald Trump's now under construction White House ballroom project, linking the demolition of the East Wing to her larger argument that the First Lady's workspace historically has had a defined function and civic meaning. Michelle Obama's remarks came during a live taping of her podcast in Brooklyn, reported by the New York Times, which noted that her quoted language was credited to Vanity Fair. The former First Lady framed the East Wing as central to the portfolio First Ladies traditionally take on. "When we talk about the East Wing, it is the heart of the work of a First Lady," Obama stated. "And to denigrate it, to tear it down, to pretend like it doesn't matter, it's a reflection of how you think of that role. Watch, former President Joe Biden disrespecting the White House." The former First Lady added she had told West Wing staff in the Obama administration that she and her team contributed to President Barack Obama politically. "Five extra approval points" is how she recalled summarizing the value of what she described as a balanced image of the First Family, according to The Times. Her criticisms follow previous comments tied to the same construction. During a recent taping with Stephen Colbert, Michelle Obama characterized the East Wing as the part of the White House where you felt light, saying that was where children came and there were puppies. She said she is confused and lost about norms and standards in the country now, and lamented, "I just feel like, what is important to us as a nation anymore? Because I'm lost." She used the East Wing to ballroom construction as a metaphor for how she feels about Trump's America. Watch, President Trump, First Lady celebrate Halloween at the White House. The public conversation over the ballroom has broadened to other former White House occupants. Former President Joe Biden remarked in Omaha last week that he had expected Trump would take a wrecking ball to the country, and he called the ballroom a perfect symbol of his presidency. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton published an opinion article in USA Today calling Trump's construction a wrecking ball to our heritage. She wrote that she viewed the White House as belonging to the American people and called the building a mirror of our democracy. Former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has used the same subject matter to raise money for progressive causes via merchandise posted on Instagram. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt asserted on Fox News that complaints are fake outrage, that nearly all modern presidents have completed their own renovations, and that previous presidents have joked that they needed a larger indoor event space. Leavitt specifically cited Barack Obama's need to host a state dinner in a rented tent on the South Lawn. The administration has also posted a major events timeline on the official White House website. That timeline lists both historic additions to the building and nationally prominent episodes such as President Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky, Hunter Biden's documented substance abuse, and a transgender activist baring his breasts during a Biden White House Pride Month event. Additional coverage from the Wall Street Journal reported that Trump had offered to build a modular ballroom for the Obama White House in 2010. But the offer was not pursued at the time.